This is the Pitch Vision Academy Cricket Show, number 94. This is the Pitch Vision Academy Cricket Show. You can find us on pitchvision.com, email us on mycricketcoach@pitchvision.com, and call us on 0208 816 7691. I'm David Hinchliffe, and we are back. So here we are. After a Northern Hemisphere winter break, the Pitch Vision Academy Cricket Show is back. We've got a new format, and new features, and all new interactiveness, if that's even a word. So let's start by talking about the interactive side of things. We really want you to get in touch with us during this series, and we'll get to more of that later, but let me, right at the top of the show, give you some details of that, so you can make a note. And as we go through the stories of this show, then you can tell us your interesting stuff by getting in touch with us. You can contact us via email. The email address is mycricketcoach@pitchvision.com. That's mycricketcoach@pitchvision.com. We also have brand new phone numbers for this series, and I'll repeat these later in the show, so don't worry about that. But the UK number is 0208 816 7691. If you're in Australia, the number is 02-8005-7925. And if you're in the USA, it's 347-722-1981. You can still contact us on any of those numbers if you are outside of those countries. The best number to call us on is the UK number, which is 44 for the international dialing code, then 208-816-7691. You can also get us via Twitter. Our Twitter account is PV Cricket Coach. And if you do a search on Facebook for Pitch Vision Academy, you'll find us lurking around there, and you can post your questions, comments, and stories. And of course, you can get in touch with us through the pitchvision.com website. There are comment sections on every podcast article that goes up on the site. So the best thing to do is explain the show as we go along. So get your pens and paper ready, get your email program ready, because we are going to want you to give some feedback. So let's go to a specially pre-recorded section of the show that I did with a brand new contributor for this series. And we recorded that at the Pitch Vision headquarters a little bit earlier this year. So without further ado, let's get into the show. Welcome back to Pitch Vision Academy Towers. Here we are in the hub, the nerve centre of where it all happens in Pitch Vision, where the magic occurs. And we've got a new contributor for the first show and for a few shows coming up. And it's top club cricketer and raconteur, Berners. Berners, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks, David. Quite an introduction there, but... You know, I did score 197 just quietly last year, so worthy of it, I believe.
And anyone who can score 197 at any level is a top player.
Several drink breaks, several intermittent douses of sledging, but I was the eventual winner. Trying to break a 207 league record, stumped off of a wide.
Oh no,
I was in for a cream and jam scone. With the captain of the team above me, who dropped me for that specific game, made him look a little bit foolish.
And that's the highlight of your career so far, is it?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
Okay, well, I don't think I've got anything that spectacular to report. I got 6 dismissals once, so that's quite pleasing.
In a season?
Yeah. 4 stumpings, 2 catches.
Yeah.
So that's probably my best achievement, but I'm not known for my big hitting and... orthodox run scoring. So this is the new Pitch Vision Academy show. As you can tell already, it's slightly different format, and we'll explain a little bit about that now. The show's going to be broken into more segments this time around, and we're going to be doing a few more interviews, but we're still going to be answering your cricket coaching questions, and we're also going to be talking about what's happening in cricket around the world, and that includes what's happening at the top level and maybe things that have happened to us as well at a slightly lower, slightly less professional
level. Village, David. Village, we call it.
Well, let's start by looking at a few things that have happened recently in cricket, and seeing as it's winter here in the UK and it's snowy and wet and cold, there's not much going on apart from things happening in the indoor schools. Well, let's talk a little bit about the World Cup. It's coming up soon enough. It's going to be a bit shorter this time, less associate nations.
Yeah, the Dutch in full swing. Got some friends in the Dutch squad. They've been over in India, just going through their paces with a couple of batting seminars over there, and they're very excited about going there. Obviously, pit their wits. You've got a lot of, I would say, average kind of club cricketers that represent the Netherlands. Yeah. Probably a little bit harsh, but
compared to international level,
but they are, you know, they're streamlining it over there in Holland, and it's as they showed in the 2020 World Cup, they are capable of competing. I think this World Cup, it will be very interesting that it's on Indian soil. And India will be very hard to beat over there, so it will be very interesting to see how England kind of approach that, having quite a busy schedule, doing very well in the 2020 and having some quite exciting players that will be looking to maximise their skills in the World Cup.
Do you think as a format it's starting to die now, or do you think there's so much money in it that it's around for a while yet?
Yeah, I think the one day game is kind of, people often say, you know, it's all about the first 10 overs and the last 10 overs. It's the 30 overs in the middle which kind of waste everyone's time. But I think from kind of the purest kind of viewpoint, I think it's still got a lot of structure to it, and it's quite a skill in the way that you have to play for that time duration with your bowlers, how you maximise their potential in their given overs, and also the power zones for the batting. To make the most of them. You see some strange calls these days, and you're often wondering what the thinking is. So I think it's quite intriguing, definitely.
What do you like playing? What's your favourite format?
I like to stand in first slip and play for as least overs as possible. 2020 is nothing new, though, of course, to those of us in England. Often your midweek evening cricket, your youth cricket was always 20 over games. I'm quite happy to stand out there for 50 overs. Don't do too well. Don't get in the first team because it all starts getting silly and you're out there till 9 o'clock when you should be reaching for the disco balls.
Was that the latest you finished? You had any 9 o'clock finishes?
We've had a couple of 9 o'clock finishes, yeah. Just traipsing back through central London on a Saturday night, and you've paid £8 for your match fee and you really start to think what's going on. The girlfriend's hung up on you. The phone's in two pieces. Your bat's in three pieces. And you're in tatters. So, a good game's a quick game, eh, coach? A good game's a quick game.
Yeah. But bowl them out and knock them off.
Well, yeah. And when you're playing at an amateur level, I'm sure many of our listeners would agree, on a Saturday afternoon, there are other things that you like to be doing. So just to have a game of cricket, get in, get out, and get on it.
I think that's a batsman talking there, you can tell. Wow. Score my runs and go.
Like I said, 197.
See, I'm different. I like spending a long time with being a keeper, getting involved in it.
But you're one of those annoying guys that's chirping all day long, and it's, you know, giving it the rounds, aren't you? It's good, David. It's good that you enjoy it.
Plus, if we field first and it's taken a long time, then you can, you know, if you're batting down the order like I often do, you can enjoy your tea and keep your shorts on and not have to worry about throwing the pads on and opening the bat in, which would just ruin tea for me.
Yeah. I often find it quite interesting when your teammates start critiquing the cordial strength during the drinks break. It kind of sums up the atmosphere in the field on a Saturday afternoon, or other monotonous talking points such as fence panels and local houses, which, you know... I guess that's all part of the game, all part of the beautiful game. I wonder what they talk about at the top level. Do you think they stand there out in the middle of the Adelaide Oval and they're discussing various viewers or advertising boards or stadia?
Yeah, I bet they're talking complete nonsense, aren't they? Because you've got to take your mind off it. It's, I mean, in all seriousness, it's important to take your mind off the cricket. Because no one can concentrate for whatever it is. You know, whether you're playing a one-day game and you're out in the field for 3.5 hours, or you're playing a test match and you're out in the field for 2.5 days.
Yeah,
you can't concentrate for that long. So you need to be able to. So you need to have some rubbish to talk about.
Well, they were talking the other day about, they were discussing, how, you know, what exactly do you talk about in between overs, the batsmen? And they were saying, well, you'd talk about anything but cricket, because it's your time to switch off. It's your time to go away from the game. As you walk back to the crease, you take guard, you start again. Quite funny.
Yeah. Because I back down the order, especially when I'm in the first team, I usually back down the order. And that usually means if I'm in, I'm trying to save the game. And,
so you're asking the other bloke for help, aren't you? What do I do?
I'll just,
don't let it hit your pads, David.
I'll just between overs, and it's quite high pressure, and there's usually some chirping going on. You just go up to the other guy and say, "Oh, you know, what are you going to have for dinner tonight?"
Yeah.
Just try and think about something else for a minute.
I was playing in a league game here in the Middlesex League, and I heard quite an interesting sledge where two of the batsmen were struggling somewhat. Got into the middle, end of the over. One of the passing fielders just. Little comment, don't know who's telling each other what here, guys, but it's clearly not working. Just about summed it up and brought a wry smile to most on the field that afternoon.
it's always a lot of fun when you've got two batsmen on a bit of string and they don't know what they're doing, and you can
absolutely,
you can peck away at them.
Just give him a bit of gentle encouragement and he self-explodes, yeah. Well, that's often the worst thing in the English game on a Saturday afternoon. You're trying to make the game exciting for youngsters and you're sending him in with 10 overs to go and telling little Johnny to bat for a draw whilst 11 vultures are, you know, descending upon him, calling him swear words he's probably never heard before, and I'm sure he's very enthused and encouraged to come back the next week and play cricket again. But, that's another story.
And speaking of stories, we do want your stories as well. If you're listening in and you're enjoying some of the stories that we're telling, then you can phone in or email us and give us some of your stories. We are looking for a wide range of subjects, including our appeal of nations, which is one that I would really love to get an appeal from everybody, every cricket-playing country, at least the test-playing countries. Where all you need to do is phone in and give us your best appeal, and if you're the first person to give us a house out from your country, then you get the honour of being the national appealer for Pitch Vision Academy, which is quite a prestigious award, and we've got one of those already, actually, so we haven't heard it yet. So I believe it may be an Australian, which is an interesting start.
They always get involved, don't they? They always go sticking their noses in.
So I'm going to just line it up here for you to hear, Berners, and we'll see what you think of it.
I'm not sure whether this is incredibly funny or incredibly disturbing. Okay, so you ready?
Come on, better. It was Plum. It was Plum. Come on, it's not in the spirit of cricket. It's not the spirit of cricket. You were out. Respect the umpire's decision. Respect the umpire's decision.
You can't play cricket.
That's not the spirit of cricket.
Take the boy off.
Very good. I don't know whether he was crying or laughing.
That's an interesting entry. Unfortunately, we didn't get the name of whoever that mystery person was, but I hope no children were harmed in the making of it.
Certainly animated. It sounds like it was all systems go there.
It was a good appeal, but I don't think the batsman took it in the best way.
Yeah.
So if you are from Australia and you think you can do better, we still have that slot open because that person didn't leave their name. Or even if you're not from Australia, if you're from England or New Zealand or.
Maybe Shepherd's Bush, that's full of Australians these days.
That's a bit of a London-centric joke. Even if you're from the most obscure country in the world, if you're a cricket fan in the Vatican City and you're listening to this, if you're a cricket fan in Monaco and you're listening to this, then get your appeal in and be your national appealer. We'll take any country, but we want the Test Nations most of all. What are the things we're looking for at the moment? Most committed player, there's... you've got a story about someone making a massive round trip to play every cricket every Saturday, haven't you?
Yeah, there's an old boy for my club. He travels from the dark depths of Dorset, stays in a bed and breakfast quite often, and plays on a Saturday afternoon. He's must be knocking on about 70 now. He's proud as punch. He's got his coffin, which bears all the battle scars. One of those traditional coffins with the stickers and the. You know, the to-do list rattles that up and down the motorway every Saturday. Yeah, amazing passion.
So what is his round trip every Saturday, would you say, your guess?
At my club? Or
yeah, what's his round trip? So every Saturday he...
Must be 250 miles or so.
Each way or
no,
total?
No, in total.
Total. So there we go. Let's call it 250 miles. Nice round number. 250 miles. Can anybody beat that? Has anybody travelled... further for an ordinary game of cricket on a Saturday? We're not including, you know, your tour to Australia, or if you're in Australia, your tour to England. But if you're or someone you know lives in I don't know, Perth, but they play their cricket in Adelaide, well, let us know, because that'd be interesting. Yeah. So the score to beat is 250 miles on a round trip. So if you can beat that, that'll be interesting. Another subject that we'd like to hear your views on is The Show Must Go On, which is what happened after your most disastrous start. You know, were you three for none after the first over? Opening bowler took a hat-trick. And did you come back from it? Or maybe it's even worse than that. Maybe you only turned up with six players.
Yeah, not a lot.
I played in a game recently in the season just gone where we selected a team and two of our most experienced players were on holiday and they were coming back. They were landing back from Spain on the Saturday morning. So we put them into the second 11 just to be on the safe side, just in case they weren't going to make it back in time, and they were slightly delayed. So... as captain of the second 11, we went out with nine men, and I said to their captain, by the way, we've got two other boys turning up. They're literally coming off the plane. So as soon as they arrived, they literally got off the plane, picked up their kit, came to the ground. So it wasn't a particularly good start. They arrived about 10, 15 overs in. We were fielding and they were knocking the ball around with not much problem. But luckily, the two chaps who turned up are first team standard bowler and a first team standard opening batsman. So they rocked up, put their whites on, turned out to play. The bowler completely turned us around by bowling a miserly spell, taking three or four wickets for nothing in his. I think he managed about. He's in his 40s, so I think he managed.
Three overs,
I think he managed about eight or nine overs before he just completely said, "My back's gone. I can't bowl anymore." But he got three for 10 or something in that, and then the opening batsman went out, looked a little bit shaky to start with, like he wasn't really up for it, and then obviously decided he was up for it, and ended up with 90 odd not out, won the game for us. And their opposition,
thanks for coming.
Their opposition captain said to me. When you said you had two players turning up, you didn't tell me it was going to be those two. I wouldn't have let them come. so a bad start, a pretty bad start. But they rocked up and turned it around. So that was good. It turned out well in the end. Another thing that we want is people to join our select 11. Now, if you are a long time fan of Pitch Vision Academy, you'll remember that we did a select 11 before, and the way that this works is we want five batsmen, four bowlers, a wicketkeeper and an all-rounder to make up our select 11. And to get into the 11, it's not about your standard as a player, because we're never going to play together as an 11. It will be people from all over the world, but you'll get the honour of being selected for the select 11. But you have to tell us why you should be in our team. So it's not about how many runs you scored or how many wickets you take. That's important, but it's more about...
We need characters.
Exactly. It's more about what kind of contribution you feel you can make to the side. What is unique about you that nobody else can provide, as whether you're a batsman or a bowler or a wicketkeeper or an all-rounder. So email in or contact us on the phone numbers that I'm just about to give you, and we can get you into the select 11. And if it's anything to go on, last time competition for placements was very high, so you have to really put a little bit of thought into why you would be eligible to play in the Pitch Vision select 11. Let me give you those numbers now, just while we're talking about topics and things, and you can contact us anytime on these numbers. It's an answer phone, so you can leave a message and we will have a listen to those, or you can contact us via email. So the numbers, first of all, the UK number 0208 816 7691. If you're not in the UK, you can still phone us on that number with a 44 in front of it. If you're in Australia, you can get us on 0280057925. And if you're in the USA, if you want to contact us on our USA number, it's 347-722-1981. And I'll give you those numbers again before the end of the show, so don't worry too much about it. If you want to contact us via email, you can do so on mycricketcoach@pitchvision.com. That's mycricketcoach@pitchvision.com if you prefer to do things via email. We do have a Twitter account, which is updated every day. It's PV Cricket Coach on Twitter, and if you do a search for Pitch Vision Academy on Facebook, you can get us there. So you've got no excuse not to get in touch with us through one of those ways. You're a fan of Twitter, are you, Berners?
I am, actually. I've been following a few of the well-known faces, Graham Swan and Anderson. Bumble's very good. It's very, very interesting. It's quite funny at times. I follow your tweets as well, David. Often your vision and wisdom leads me to aspire great things. I've only got 13 followers, though. It's very upsetting.
Well, you're going to have to say a bit more interesting stuff, then.
Well, yeah, I've been trying. I'm fairly limited as a human being, though. That's the trouble. So, but I did score 197 once.
Well, luckily for us, we have a more complete person in our five questions interview this week. Every week, we're going to have a guest on to talk cricket in a quick-fire interview. And this week, it's old friend of the show, Ryan Maron. Ryan played cricket for Western Province for 6 years, and he's a South African level 3 coach and has coached across the world. He's just completed his fifth consecutive season playing Premier Division cricket in the Netherlands, and he's also won two championships playing for VRA Amsterdam. He's also the founder of Ryan Maron's Cricket School of Excellence, which has been one of the largest cricket schools in South Africa for the past 11 years, coaching aspiring young cricketers of all ages. He's also about to embark on a new project, a special academy in Cape Town, the Cape Town Cricket Academy. I caught up with Ryan on the phone a little bit earlier on. Who's the best player you ever played with or against?
I've played with Joe Cullis a few times, and against him quite often as a schoolboy, and it wasn't too fun. Just his ability to bat long innings as a young kid, you can see he had the potential to go all the way.
What's the best piece of cricket advice you've been given?
Best advice would be there's no shortcut to success.
What makes some players easier to coach than others?
Definitely concentration levels. and the hunger to learn, want to learn, and wanting to improve the game, definitely.
If you could give one tip to a young player with ambitions of playing top-level cricket, what would it be?
Work hard and listen and learn every day you practice. Learn from as many coaches as possible and definitely improve the game if you just put in the hard work.
Tell us a bit about your new Cape Town International Cricket Academy.
Well, basically, it's something I wanted to start 5 years ago. It's just giving young cricketers the opportunity to play and learn cricket in the best city, one of the best cities in the world. And basically what it would be a complete all-round experience for a young cricketer coming to Cape Town, focusing on the three aspects of playing, mental, vision, fitness, and also experiencing gorgeous Cape Town, and also working with disadvantaged children in the townships. Which would definitely improve their life skills.
And if a player's listening to this now and they're interested in taking part in the academy, how do they find out more information?
Go to the website www.capecricketacademy.com or info@capecricketacademy.com.
And we'll finish with a little bit of a fun question. What's your worst ever fashion error?
White socks with black shoes.
Thank you very much. That's fabulous. That's your five questions. And that's just about all we've got time for this comeback show. Next week, we'll be doing more of the same, plus we'll be answering your cricket coaching questions. So look out for Bernard's batting advice. With all those runs under his belt, he's sure to be able to give you some doozies. And remember, we really need your contributions to make sure that the show goes well. Where are you in the world? Can you represent your country in the Appeal of Nations? Do you know the most committed player? Maybe you're the most committed player with the longest round trip. What's your stories of the show going on? Your most disastrous starts or your best comebacks? Do you want to be part of the Pitch Vision Academy Select 11? Remember, we've only got room for 5 batsmen. An all-rounder, a wicketkeeper, and 4 bowlers. And of course, as always, we need your questions on cricket coaching, whether it's batting, bowling, fielding, wicketkeeping, mental skills, fitness, or anything else to do with cricket. The phone numbers, just to make sure that you've got those, are the UK 0208 816 7691, Australia 02 8005 7925, and the USA 347 722 1981. You can call those numbers with international dialing codes in the UK 44 208 816 7691, Australia add 61, and the USA add 1. You can contact us via Twitter at PV Cricket Coach, or you can get us on Facebook by doing a search for Pitch Vision Academy. And of course, there's the good old-fashioned email, mycricketcoach@pitchvision.com. Don't forget to subscribe in iTunes. You can do that by going to pitchvision.com and clicking on the subscribe in iTunes link on any of the Pitch Vision Academy show pages. That's all for now. We'll see you next week.